Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Ray.
This is Ray. Who is this, please?
Ray, this is Thomas Mark with Orbit Design Agency. How are you?
I'm good, Tom.
Sir, I'm trying to reach out to you. So, do you have any decision? Did you speak to your wife?
We haven't even talked about it. I'm going to be honest with you.
You didn't talk about it. Oh, okay. All right. I thought
No, not at all.
All right. No worries. So just get a chance to speak with her.
As I explained, I mean, this is something that she definitely does want to do, but I'm traveling around. I'm in New York right now.
Okay.
And, you know, there's some stuff going on and stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you. We're probably, by the time we sit down and kind of go over this and stuff like that, and she read it, you know, very thoroughly. She understands everything. And, you know, I kind of clarified because when me and you talked on the phone, you know, I was writing everything down. And she asked me a few questions that I was able to answer and stuff like that. But she's been wanting to do this for a while, and she asked me if I do her a favor, you know, because I do know graphics very well.
You do, yes,
and I know
told
this
me.
Is not. Yeah, I know this is different than graphics, but I understand, you know, and stuff like that. But I mean, Tom, to be honest with you, we're probably a month away from sitting down, kind of going over this. What I'm going to do for her is kind of sketch things out.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we get back to you, I mean, it's not like we're shopping price or anything like that.
All right.
I mean, she does a lot of selling on Poshmark. You know, not much on eBay anymore because of the prices, you know, and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's going to be a good 4 weeks, excuse me, before me and her actually sit down and, you know, kind of come up with, you know, what she's looking for and basically a game plan. So when we actually turn it over to you, we have all our ducks in a row.
All right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that's happening in our lives now.
Mm-hmm. Like, is there any is there something like you need some time to make a decision on the pricing,
no,
or you guys are not exactly like ready with the information that we require from your site, or you're just busy?
Actually, we're just actually busy.
Okay.
I'm kind of flying around for my job. She's kind of flying around with her job, and this is something she does on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of like, actually, it's not my wife, actually, it's my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anyway, it's kind of like, yeah, it's right now, it's kind of like, you know, it's
all
a confusing
right.
time we're going through right now. But it's nothing that I just call to waste your time. No, absolutely not.
Appreciate it, sir. And I don't want
you
to,
know, so,
I didn't want to disturb you in the middle of something. I just wanted to check upon you that did you make a decision already by now? Because on the first call, you said, like, you'll take a day. That you'll take just one day to speak and make a decision. So that's why I was trying to call out to you. But thank you that you just, like, updated me that how soon that you guys will be ready.
Tom, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your price is right there. And
okay.
I saw your work, and you do nice work. I'm going to be honest with you.
Thank you.
And you know, she does want to do this, but, I mean, here again, I mean, I got her on my computer, and she's having a terrible day at work, and, you know, it's just, you know how things go. Not every day is good.
The same, yeah.
You know, she's having some issues with her kids and stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of like there will be a time and a place. And, no, she's been talking about this for like 4 or 5 years now.
Correct.
That she, you know, she wants to do that. And, no, I mean, your pricing is fine. It's, you know, I mean, for what it can do for her, it's fine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I kind of have to get a little bit involved in it when it comes, when you talk about, well, a banner, and it's like, okay, now, you know, look at this. How do you want it to look? You know, let's talk about a little bit of color here. designers get it, they're going to look like, oh, okay, wow, this guy kind of somewhat knows what he's doing here.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, once we get to that point, I'm by no means, don't think I'm blowing you off at all. I'm absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes it's going to be, you know, sometimes you just don't have time for that.
Absolutely. But again, this is something that if you guys are hiring my company and you guys are hiring the team to work on this for you, so you guys don't have to invest a lot of your time into it, because you're hiring us to do the job, and we will take care of each and everything for you. All you need to do is to just to provide us the feedback on the work that we are doing for you. That's it.
Tom, I understand 100% of stuff what you're saying.
Yes,
and you're
sir.
Absolutely right. I picked up on that the first 15 minutes that me and you spoke.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, I want to educate her on some things, too. It's kind of like, how do you want this to look? You know, what are your ideas? And I want her to be, you know, happy with what you guys produce.
Makes sense. Yes, sir.
You know, and I mean, we just, to be honest with you, I haven't seen her in 2 weeks.
Okay.
We don't live together. I live on the southwest side of the suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
She lives on the northwest side of Chicago. I got to move out of my place by the end of, actually the middle of August. So I got that going, plus I'm traveling. So if I'm home for 2 days, I'm packing my stuff, kind of getting ready.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I probably won't see her for, I'll probably see her in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is not going to be a website, believe me. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, but no. I mean, I understand the follow throughs and, you know, I do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. But believe me, no. Your presentation, let's call it a presentation, to me was very professional, very impressive, and everything like that. It even impressed, you know, my girlfriend. And we talked a little bit, what's today? We talked a little bit on Saturday about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, we got to get together because Tom keeps calling me. And she's like, well, yeah, but are you going to, you know, show me, like, you know, what you think. Like, if I put down, you know, jewelry.
Okay.
You know, they hit the button and the jewelry pops up. Yeah, I mean, is that the direction that you want to go? So on and so forth. And with me, that just comes natural to me for being in the graphic art sign industry all my life. So basically, that's where we're at. I'm not blowing you off by no means. Is this going to happen? Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. She wants this. She's been wanting this for a long time. She even thought about opening up her own store at one time. So she takes it very serious, but, you know, she does have two jobs. They're driving her nuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir.
You know, and it's like I'm busy too. But believe me, I mean, we will get back to you. I promise you on that, Tom.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. I just don't want to push you on something. And I just don't want you guys to push this, because this is something that this is related with her business. So she's interested. Like, at time she's comfortable working on it, then she can. Because, of course, my job is not to push you guys. My job is to get the work done for you whenever you guys are ready.
Absolutely. And actually, I say the same thing to people, too, because a lot of times people come to me asking for signs, and they really have no idea, and they put all their trust in me. And
that's how
you get it. Exactly, and it's kind of like I'll go out of my way to help somebody out. I mean, I've actually, on good clients, I've got a call at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. Ray, everything, you know, got damaged. It's not your fault. It's like, okay, give me about an hour, and then let me call you back when I get in the office. I'll review everything, and you can have it by 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
That's the best thing, and that's just my work ethic.
Okay.
You know, and I see a lot of that in you, too, you know. But, you know, it's like we're not blowing you up. It's just kind of a time thing because, I mean, I got to move. My rent went through the roof up here. There was a tornado up here last year in Chicago, and I live in a big complex, you know, with a fancy pool and the gym here and everything.
Oh.
And, you know, many millions upon millions of dollars. It cost
to
fix everything up. Luckily, my apartment was not damaged or anything like that. But, you know, they raised my rent $400.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, wait a minute. For another $400, I could live downtown Chicago looking out at the lakefront.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, not in the suburbs, you know. And it's kind of like, I'm in a 3-bedroom right now, and I have 2 empty bedrooms.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, all right, let me get my stuff together and, you know, do that. But once I get rolling with her and, you know, we're kind of going over this, it's kind of like, you know, it'll happen.
Of course. Or whenever you're ready, you have my email, you have my contact information. Just get back to me, I'll help you out.
I you know what? I know that, Will, and I saw the stuff that you sent me. I know you're a professional. I appreciate, you know, you understanding where I'm coming from too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like no. It's not like we're shopping price. When this happens, I'm not making, the only phone call I'm making is to you. Your prices are fair. I know how much it costs. I know what goes into it.
Okay. Perfect. So,
okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You will hear from me. Do me one favor. My name's Ray. You don't have to call me sir.
All right, Ray. Got it.
Okay.
Yes, Ray.
Usually when I hire somebody, they always call me Mr. Byron, and I, please, just call me Ray.
All right. Well, they call you that because they respect you. That's just a way of respecting someone.
Even like my son-in-law, well, my daughter got married a year and a half ago.
Right.
But, I mean, very respective. Always call me Mr. Byron. It's like, I work with a lot of younger guys, too. Just call me Ray. You know.
Okay.
Now that they got married, he calls me Pop. Hey, Pops, what's up? You know. So it's like, yeah, I'll deal with Pops. But the Mr. Byron thing, that's my dad. My dad was a Mr. Byron.
All right, Ray. Got it.
Okay, Tom. I appreciate the phone call. And like I said, we'll get back to you. You got no. We're not going with anybody else.
Okay, that's what.
We're not going with anybody else.
Yeah, that is something
okay.
I wanted to hear, that you're with me.
Oh yeah, we are both with you. Me and her. No, she was very impressed. And I did see her Saturday. And when we talked, even though, you know, I still took 2.5 pages of notes of what we talked about.
You did, yeah. You said you were writing everything down.
Yeah, I always do that because, like, when clients call me and stuff like that, you know, they think they're looking for one thing and, you know, certain things are basically impossible to do. But I always can give an offer alternatives that they don't, you know, that they don't know about. So I always try to gather the most information I can through them, you know.
That's what I will do too. If there's something coming up from your side that is not possible, so I'll definitely
exactly
give
right.
you alternates.
Yep. Exactly right. Exactly. And I'll be honest with you, I'm older than you are.
Of course.
And all my life I've been like that. And it does work. It pays off in the end. It really does.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, because I've seen other managers in other cities. No, we can't do that. And it's kind of like, that's not the correct answer. People look at you to be the answer man or the answer woman. You know,
that's right.
It's kind
I agree
of like,
with that.
You know, even though we work for the same company, you're in sales, I'm a manager, it's like, you know, that's not professional on my part, just to say, oh, no, we can't do it.
That's right.
Even
yeah.
though it is impossible, but my only thing is what I can do for you that's going to give you the same, you know, power and the same, you know, drive that you're looking for, can we consider this? And it's, most of the time, it's actually better what they had, what I can come up with, than what they wanted.
True. I understand.
So,
and I know where you're coming up from, and I get the example, too. That totally makes sense to me.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. I like helping everybody out, you know. But here again, you're not on the back burner, believe me, you know, by no means.
Okay. All right, get
by
it.
By no means. But definitely, I got your number, and believe me, once we get everything together on our end, and we come up with something that, you know, okay, well, this makes sense, that makes sense, you know, this makes sense. Basically, what I'll do is I'll call you, and then what I would like is you to follow up with my ex-girlfriend. I'll give you her, she'll have your number and everything, and then you're going to work with her on, you know, the details and stuff like that more than me.
Of course, yeah. You told me about it. That we'll be in touch
okay.
with her once you guys are on board. So anyway, yeah, thanks, Sue. Thank you so much. It was, like, really nice talking to you, and I'll be looking forward to speak to you again anytime soon.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you so much for the call. I definitely appreciate it.
No worries, sir. Just, like, have a
safe
trip.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
No worries. Bye.